The following lecture, titled Faith and Good Works, A Plan for Strong Families and Strong Communities, was recorded Sunday, May the 31st, 1998, at the Ramada Inn South in Harvey, Illinois. The lecturer is Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. And now, Imam Muhammad.
Thank you. You certainly enjoyed this evening. The fashion show. The group that entertained us with the music and songs, the young man, son and father, father and son, and daughters joined them too. I think that young man got a future. Yes, he got a future. He got a very exceptional voice. It's rare to come along with a voice like that, and spirit and rhythm, good spirit. I think he's got genius there. Yeah, I think there's a bit of genius there. And by the way, you see he's blind. Well, he's partially blind. But it's hereditary. His father is blind. But that doesn't stop his father from being industrious and successful as a businessman. He has a piece of land, a farm, and he takes care of bees and sells honey. That's his business. And he gives so much honey and bee products to us, I wonder how he's making money. We have more than enough ourselves. We shared with others, family members, staff members, workers. I even took some to a neighbor. And I certainly enjoyed that fashion show. It's very promising. I understand that the Shabazz group, the brother and his wife, wife as the creator of all those wonderful fashions, wants to join us to make business for the community. So soon we hope to meet with them and see if we can work out a plan to have their fashions in catalog sheets for our distributors so that the whole community will be able to select their creations if you choose to. There is a demand on me too. I was not told to limit my talk to 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but my young son here, Muhammad, once about a year or so, maybe 2 years ago, I was getting ready to go to speak and had him with me as I have him with me tonight. And he said, Daddy, he said, don't talk long. So he looked at me and looked like he felt sorry for me. He said, Daddy, talk good, but don't talk long. So I promised him, he asked me again tonight. He said, is that all you're going to say? He looked at the paper here. He said, is that all you're going to say? I said, well, these notes. He said, I speak on these notes. I said, these are just notes. I said, but since you're concerned, I'll just speak from a few of these notes. So he's waiting for me to close out right now. Now, I don't know if all of us realize this, but we have come from an insignificant community in the world scene. In the world scene, we were in a significant community. We are not an insignificant anymore, community anymore. On the world scene, or in the world picture, we're not an insignificant community anymore. Brother Imam Freeman, the convener of our
council of imams, the shura, our council of imams and masajid, our masjid, that is religious houses and schools, etc. He just got through telling us about the plan to take our students from our schools, our private schools, to Malaysia again. They've already gone once, a very successful trip before with Imam Freeman and a selected group of adults, along with a selected group of students.
And you've heard of the kind of relationship that's developed for our students and our community with Malaysia, southeast, far east of southeast country. The country that I just returned from is very near there. In fact, I could have taken a plane and perhaps been in Malaysia in about less than two hours by plane. And it took us about 22 hours to go from the U.S. to where I'm in Bangladesh. And Bangladesh is thought of as a poor country. We always think of Bangladesh as a poor country, not well-developed industrially, but they have very excellent plan for developing. And from what I have seen during the days that I spent there, Brother Rafi and myself, they are really doing a marvelous job. I walked through, looked like to me, at least one block long, factories making clothing, more than one level, all done by them, Bangladesh people. I saw the overseer of the operation, who introduced himself to us. He's also the owner. And he told us how he spent about 17 years, I believe he said, abroad, most of that time in the U.S., studying the garment-making industry. And he told us that what he did was just take what they were doing. He said he were fortunate to work with a very excellent organization. And he took what they were doing and just brought it out of America and put it in Bangladesh. Knowing the spirit of those people, the spirit of the Indian people, is Indian, Far Eastern Indian. Knowing the spirit of those people, I'm convinced without having to go and search America to see if what I believe is true. I'm convinced that he had definitely made improvements on the operation that he saw and studied and learned. And that improvement is only explained, in my understanding, by a factor operating in those people, causing them to excel. And that factor is that the world is so far ahead of them, and they have awakened to that fact. Any people who will awake to the reality of their condition and not be pleased with it, they'll be fired by nature with a determination and with the power to excel. I've been speaking around the country. I was just to say, well, are you speaking on that subject? That subject was really for this occasion, this event. That's what this event has shown you, that subject. People working together as a family, embracing all humanity, as we do. Yes. caring about families, having faith in family, the unity of mankind, the family of man, and devoting ourselves to improvement of our own family life at home, in the apartment, in the room, or in the nice home that we have, home accommodation. This is what we preach. This is what we try to live. And I'm sure you feel that in the air tonight. You feel that in the air tonight. Our youngsters are here. They're beautiful. They're respectful. And they have a great future because they have a big, big, big influence in their lives. And that influence is our recognition that we were held back, now we're free, and we have awakened to see that though we're free, the world is far ahead of us. Maybe not politically. We have some terrific political guys around and in office, women too. But economically, financially, in terms of business sense, we are too far behind everybody else. Our neighborhoods tell us that. When we come out of the house or come into our neighborhood and we look to see who's responsible for the industry here in this neighborhood, who's responsible for the big business in this neighborhood, who's responsible for the big traffic of money and wealth in this neighborhood, we have to admit it's not us. Somebody else is responsible for that. And that makes us more determined to do something really unheard of before. And you know what that is? Take charge of our own future. Take charge of our own financial future. And the vision of CPC is a vision to do just that, to help us get in position where we will be in charge of our own future. If you understand the religion of Islam, as given in the holy book of the Muslim, the Quran, and in the life habits and practices and teachings or example of Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, that man, that great man, that best man in creation that God gave the Quran to for all people, really, for all people. If we study him, study the Quran, study him, we will agree that God wants us to take charge of the future. Prepare for the future. That's what the desire for heaven is all about. Heaven is a hope that works within us to influence us in many ways, positively, to take charge of the future. Not to live just for the day, but live for the destiny. Live for the meeting with your God. That's the future. So even the idea of heaven is an idea that's given to us to condition us to work for the future. Heaven is a long distance future, the longest journey, I would say destination. It's the longest destination. It's the destination after all other destinations have been met or reached, or we've failed to. It is the last one in death, and we hope that we have done enough on this side to earn heaven, a future reality, not present, but future, a future goal that the soul needs and the soul wants to reach or to have. So if I'm understanding the teachings of God correctly and the practice of Muhammad correctly, then I think this obligates me to care about myself, care about my children, care about my loved ones, and to want to have them see a tomorrow better than today, a next year better than this year, a future better than this present. So we have to apply that in every area of our lives, not just morally, spiritually, but in terms of education. If we apply this in every area of our lives, we'll be working for improved schools, improved conditions for our schools, and improved education, improved schools, improved environment for the school. We'll be working for all around improvement for our schools, our effort in education. We apply the same philosophy, the same interest. If we have that same interest in our business appetite, we'll be very, very successful as business people. The business people who have no more than a plan to feed their physical appetite or physical needs, they don't stay in business. They can't stay in business. They have to be motivated by something bigger than just physical appetite. The one who just want a fine car, a wardrobe he can show off, and a big bunch of dollars, a big fistful of dollars in his pocket. Soon as the money accumulates in the cash register, he's going to take it out, because that's all he's working for. But the one who's working for a bigger goal will take that money out of that cash register and put it in the bank, and invest almost all that money back into his business. And you'll see him going on like he's not making any money at all. He might look poor 2 years from now than he did when he started, but he's richer. He's richer. His money is going where it counts. His money is going to things that will assure him a better future. And this is what we want. And God has given it to us. Thank you. Pray to God for forgiveness and for success as Muslims. We're on the way. As-salamu alaykum.
For more on the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman, call 1-708-201-9692. All right, Ministry of W.D. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.